This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
No Filipino will be left behind in the government's vaccination program against the coronavirus disease. That is what President Rodrigo Roa Duterte assured the nation in his talk to the people last night as the country's cases of infections fueled by the Delta variant continued to soar. The government, however, will give priority vaccine access to the hot spots or areas with high coronavirus transmission given the country's limited supply at the present, according to the president. Duterte admitted the country's vaccination supply was still insufficient to inoculate all Filipinos right away. He also said in a public address that he heard such desperate appeals from the local officials and asked Vaccine Czar Carlito Galvez Jr. to address the situation. Duterte said that he talked to some local executives and reassured them that the government was not neglecting them. The government has the funds for vaccine purchase and will distribute them to all local government units once available. The government's goal is to vaccinate 50 to 70 million Filipinos to reach herd immunity before the end of the year or by early 2022.
Let me just assure everybody, anywhere in the Philippines, that the vaccines that we are giving is for all Filipinos. It's just a matter of priority dito sa yung mga hotspots, gaya ng mga Maynila and the environs. Nandito lahat yung ano eh, yung tao. So yung transmission mas mabilis. Pero kung sabihin mo na mabigyan sila, we commit, I'm sure Secretary Galvezer is a very astute administrator. Walang himong mawala dito na siya na hindi mabigyan.
The Department of Health said walk-ins will not be allowed in vaccination sites during the Enhanced Community Quarantine or ECQ from August 6 to 20. DOH Undersecretary Maria Rosario Vergere said in an online forum, local governments are also urged to provide transportation to the vaccinees. Vergere added that vaccination sites should be spacious, have adequate ventilation, and implement health protocols. The DOH encouraged LGUs to make vaccines available even to those not for their areas in accordance to the no wrong door policy. The health official, however, reminded LGUs to still prioritize A1 to A3 as they have bigger chances of having COVID-19 and get hospitalized. Several parts of Luzon, including Metro Manila, will continue to experience rains in the next few days due to the prevalence of southwest monsoon, locally known as Habagat, according to PAGASA. The State Weather Bureau warned against possible flash floods or landslides during scattered to widespread moderate, at times, heavy rains. Weather specialist Emmanuel Mendoza said PAGASA continues to monitor three weather disturbances, two tropical depressions, and one low-pressure area near the Philippine Area of Responsibility. The tropical depression were located at 3,245 kilometers east-northeast of extreme northern Luzon and at 920 kilometers west of extreme northern Luzon early Tuesday morning, while the LPA was last spotted at 615 kilometers north of extreme northern Luzon. Mendoza said the tropical depression are not expected to enter the PAR. These weather systems have no direct threat to the country but may enhance southwest monsoon during the forecast period.
K-pop idol group BTS's song Butter has topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 9 weeks and set a new 2021 record on the chart. Butter now surpassed the record of Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License, which spent 8 weeks at number 1 on the Hot 100 from January to March 2021. Meanwhile, BTS's song Permission to Dance topped the chart last week. Through Butter and Permission to Dance, BTS have reigned on top of the Hot 100 chart for 10 straight weeks from June 5 dated chart to August 7. Filipino boxer Nesty Petesho yielded to hometown bet Sina Irie to settle for the silver medal in the women's featherweight division of the Tokyo Olympics on Tuesday. It was a close fight in the crucial third round, with Irie winning it and eventually the bout. Meanwhile, flyweight boxer Carlo Paala pulled off one of the biggest upsets after stunning 2016 Rio Olympics gold medalist Shakhobiddin Zoyrov of Uzbekistan to advance in the semifinals and secure a sure spot on the bronze medal. He will face Japanese Ryomei Tanaka on Thursday, August 5. On the other hand, pole vaulter EJ Obiena will compete for a podium finish tonight at around 6:20 p.m.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.